Matan Torah, we have a process of giving of Torah that was in two stages. We have the first stage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking Aseres HaDibros, and as a result of that, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with two luchos, and in those luchos avonim, you have the ksiva of Aseres HaDibros. Then you have, if the end of Arboim Shana, you have the giving of the Sefer Torah itself, the Torah, the entirety of Torah. It's something that is written with dioy on parchment. It's something which we have an entirety of Torah, depending on the machlekes, whether it was Megillas Nitnu, or it was complete Sefer Torah. But be it as it may, it's something which is a total giving of the entirety of Torah, as opposed to just Aseres HaDibros. What we need to understand is the chiluk between Aseres HaDibros and the rest of Torah. The chiluk that this is written with diyoy and klaf, whereas the Shneus Avodas Aluchas Evan Suvim Ve'etzva Lekim. So they were written, but they were written Ve'etzva Lekim. And we need to understand the nafgamina over here between the two dargas of Torah given to us. What was, and Shavuos is shayach to the yichud of the Luchas Avonim, of Aseres HaDibros. So you have Torah in the big picture, which is from Bereishis then called Yisrael, and written with Diyoy on Klaf. And then you have a mini chelk of Torah, Aseres HaDibros, which is Aseres HaDibros, and that is written with Etzva Lekim, Tzicharita, on the Luchos. So we need to understand the difference in the dargah between the two, because the Yichud of Shavuos is shaykh to the first one, but the first chelk of Torah more so than the entire Torah, more specifically to that chelk of Torah. Aseres HaDibros itself we find in a very strange place. The tzura of tefillah in the Beis Hamikdash in Bayis Sheni, and according to some Rishonim, this was true in Bayis Rishon for everybody, it was Omla Mamemuna Baruch Hu Baruch Achas. The Memuna told them that to make bracha, they would make the bracha of Yotzaor, and they would then say Aseres HaDibros and Krishna, and through Shinus and so on. But that's very, very strange. Where Aseres HaDibros comes in over here? Rechatesim should say Aseres HaDibros. It says they want to be metakin it even begvulois, except that because of the minim, they couldn't be metakin it in the gvulois. The Minim said that only Aseres HaDibros would give on Sinai, and that's why we couldn't say. So to say over here, Aseres HaDibros, why? Krishma does a chiyuv to read it every day and to say it every day. Over here we have a parsha of Torah, a chelk of Torah, the Mechateza belongs in Tefillah. The Yerushalmi says that Be'etzem Aseres HaDibros is merumes in Krishma. And he has the Ramazim, it's brought down Allah al-Khatrish Mechavan it. And that's why it says the Chachomah Metakin to say the Krishma. It obviously means the other parishes, not the first Pasuk or the first Pasuk Bahafta. But still, it's mashma that Aseres HaDibros is a chiluk of Kriyashma. It be'etzem is Kriyashma. And except for reasons, we couldn't say it, and there the Chachomim gave a device how to remember it. Balidavahu, ma inyan Aseres HaDibros to Krishna. I mean, we understand from Yerushalmi, we dehear that Krishna, why it belongs in, that it belongs in Krishna. That's it's not only is it shared to Krishna, but it's bet some sort of part of Krishna. It's woven into Krishna, but it only makes it more tantalized to understand. Mechateise, it has any shaykhis calls on Shemayim. please, maybe Anocha Hashem Elokecha as a Muna. Okay, maybe. But certainly the rest of it is Divrei Torah. And the Rishonim point out that it's a mini Torah. The Talmud Ramban has a safe explaining in other Rishonim how different mitzvahs are merumas naseres adibris, which is fine, it's Torah. But why would one say it over there? Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalko ki eved neman karas aloi chlul teferes b'roishe nesavta v'omlul fanecha ha-sinai u'shnei luchos avonim heard b'yodeh v'chasem shir ha-shabbos. So the hakdama to the parasha of Torah, to the parasha of Shabbos in the daytime, is Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalko. There are three Shabbosim. There's Friday night, there's Shabbos morning, and the Shabbos by Mincha. We know them, Sfarim explained, to be connected, the three Shabbosim, the three big Shabbosim, there were Shabbos of Bria Sa'ilam, and that's the first Shabbos, that's Vayichulu, that's the Pasha Vayichulu. There's the second Shabbos, which is connected Shabbos of Kula Alma Moide, that Torah is Nitim B'Shabbos, that's the second Shabbos. Then the third Shabbos is the Yom Shekula Shabbos of Nuchel Chayalomim, the Lassid Lovoy, the Shabbos Shabbosoim, the Lassid Lovoy of Shabbos. And that's why we say Ate Echot Vishim Chechot, Mikam Tzolver Echot Varetz, all of those in Yonim which are Mulamid on that Inyan of Big Shabbos. So why the Hakdama is Yismach Moshe Matas Cholkoi is well understood over here. This is, after all, the Shabbos of Matan Torah. So Yisach Moshe Matas Chalkoi, Ke'eved Nemek Harosoloi, Omlet Nechassinai, Shnei Rizvan, Rizvadir, Chosev, Shnei Shabbos, we have Shmir Shabbos written in the Luchos. So one would expect that Hemshech be V'kach Kosev, or not even that, just Zochas Yema Shabbos HaKatshoi, that's what's supposed to be there. Instead, we have V'chein Kosev Sosecha, and also the Torah, it's written like that. Why? I mean, Pesach be matan, Pesach be basar sadivris, v'siyim be kisiso. Why? Why isn't it something which is it should be mamshich with the Shabbos over there? In the etzim inyan of the Yisach Moshe matas cholke, what was the simcha of Moshe? So the Torah says that. Two has bears, the Torah brings. Many Rishonim say it as well. One of them is that Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu was sent by Paray to Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paray to ask him to give Chazal a day off. He agreed, and Paray asked him to pick the day, and Moshe said Shabbos, and when HaKadosh Baruch gave Shabbos, he was very, very happy about that. That's one. The other hesbah is that HaKadosh Baruch was medir him as Matan HaTorah and so on. But the first hesbah really begs to be understood. I mean, Moshe knew about Shabbos. I mean, even if the Torah wasn't given, they obviously had Torah and they knew and understood. Besides, let's put everything aside. Let's say that Moshe Rabbeinu was. Let's say that Moshe Rabbeinu he picked it. The chances of getting it right is 1 out of 7. 1 out of 7 is not a terribly great odd. It's not the odds of getting 1 out of 7 is 1 out of 7. Not terribly difficult. So what's the big gedul over here? Yes, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was... Sameach that he happened to guess right. That's the Yismach Moshe Matas Cholkoi, and it says Ki Eved Neman Karas Aloi. It was the Eved Neman, and Baruch Hashem, he got it right. Really, really something that needs a hesbet to understand. And we start like this, it's all Yismach Moshe Cholkoi. The introduction is the Simcha of Moshe that he was fortunate enough to be Menachish and to get it. So this is Parsha Gedola, and it really, really requires a hamoka in different halakim of Torah. The the Goyen says, others say it, the Goyen is brought in Pis Hasharim, because Azik Chavetz, the Leshem brings him down, and others say it also, that Luchas Rishonis are from the Eitz HaChayim, Luchas Shnius are Eitz HaDas. Two different levels, two different dargas. One is shayach to a world of a much higher world. It's a chayim, it's a higher world. It's a das, much lower world. Others, svarim, speak about the different tarshu v'ksav v'shbal peh. One shayach to etzachayim, one shayach to etzadas. In etzadas, what I see in these kadmonim is that Eitz HaDaas is not only understood as being Ra, it's not Ra, it's Eitz HaDaas Tov Ra, but it's a Deher of Toiv that's on a much lower Darga, and Bemela much more dangerous Darga, much more difficult Darga than Eitz HaChayim. Eitz HaChayim is a higher Darga, and Bemela doesn't have any psoilus, doesn't have any problems, and therefore it's a much safer bet to eat it. Eitz HaDaas is on a lower darga, it has more difficulties, but it's also a darga of toiv, and it's something where you can be yonik from, albeit with dangers of sorts and problems of sorts. Let's try to understand the difference between the tefis of Eitz HaChayim and Eitz HaDaas. Let's say a person, a person. Is told you should probably go work as a doctor, as a lawyer, whatever. The person makes a shikul and he says, what are the options? Well, I tell him, if you're going to be, instead of a doctor, you'll be something else. You'll make less money, harder hours, not so respectable. In the contrast between the two, I'm oimid on what I want. So in the huge range of life choices, I have a choice. Should I plant barley? Should I plant wheat in my yard? Should I, in my field? Those choices are all made by considering alternatives. And there's a shaka v'tai over there. From the contrast between the two, I deher what the emes is. If I make the cheshbon right, I dare the emes. That contrast expresses itself in a medium of ksiva, where the understanding is derived from the distinction between the black ink and the white backdrop. That is the side of Eitz, that's Eitz HaDaastic. When I know something Eitz HaDaas, that's how I know it. I know it by contrasting the background to the right information. And that's a ksiva of black and white. It says Torah was given Eisha Ukman, Eisha Chivra, black fire and white fire. It means there's a contrast between two things, and in the contrast I'm oimit. The Eitz HaDaas Toiv Ra, the Toiv needs to play itself against the backdrop of Ra to be called Toiv. And the Das is the Avchonah, it may Das Avdol Minayim. Das is the ability to contrast, and that is the Das. To know like it says in Yodim Benyamin L'Smoilom, those are all contrasts of the two. Is a product of Das, and it's Moila de Das. Let's take one example, not like that. Let's go back to the case. A person has Lo'Aleinu, a difficult illness, and a person has to make a decision which course of treatment the person is going to make. So the person is going to choose between the two, and he's going to use seichel to be mafkin between the two. Let's say I sit down with a person and say, let's think about the idea of wanting to live. Mechates, a person needs to live. Mechates, a person needs to exist. The survival, the instinct for survival, is not the pshat. It's part of that same framework that das is shoylet. It comes way before it. A person who is drowning instinctively pushes. When you try to hold down somebody underwater, tremendous amount of thrashing to get up to the surface, because the person is to survive. People that were in difficult matzavim, everything, the desire to fight and to survive is the atzmis of the chayim. And the only thing that made the difference was how strong was that drive for chiyus. But there was never a shakla b'tarya in maybe yes, maybe not. So a person, if we're to look at the two koiches in a person's tfisa, there's a tfisa of chiyus, which is the etzem tfisa of existence. That tfisa is way above das. It's not, doesn't fit. I want to survive because I want to survive. I'm not willing to sit down and philosophize, should I not survive? I'm surviving because I survive, because that's what chiyus is, the desire to live, the desire, the will to live. Then, within the framework of life, there are choices, and I weigh and measure and contrast the two and make the better choice. So there are two deheres in the Bria. It's a chayindike deher and it's a dastike deher. When we're talking about toiv, when we're talking about chayim be'etzem, which is toiv in the world, there are two deheres of toiv. There's a deher of toiv in its pristine form, of a tzadik gomer, of this is emes because it's emes, and this is chayim because it's chayim, and it doesn't enter into a being weighed against in contrast with ra. That's a much higher darga. It's kilo the bria itself, but there is bria, is toiv, and then there is a lower tfisa of toiv, which is a tsura that's chal on the bria, and it is something which, do I want to present it in the face of Toiv or Chesed Hara? What are the miles, what are the chesroinus, which is better, which is worse, which is kedai in the long run? And that's where a person has, and that's where a person is oimed on, is oimed on the Toiv through a contrast of the Ra. Those were the two mahalchim in the Bria. There is, Toiv itself was given on three levels. The first level was the Divar Hashem, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke in the Dibris, and in the speaking of the Dibris, there was not any room for any contrast. When a person speaks, you have the words, and that's it. There's no contrast, and that B'meila is a Divar Hashem, not Shabbat Hashem only. When it comes down to us, that is the first darga. The preferable darga is the darga of luchos. Luchos are a chetimtza, where that which is carved out and the medium and the message are one and the same. Obviously, it's a difference of chotoiches, chokireiches, but when something is carved out, it's as if the stone itself is telling me the message. It's not in the contrast, even though technically it is, but that's its metzias. The Rav brings a Yerushalmi in Mesechtes Avos by the Ksav and the Michtava from Elikim, and the Rav says, he brings one Maryam Yerushalmi, that the luchos on all four sides had the message, not only on two sides, the mizeh means mishnei afreim, is both sides and all four sides. And the Ramah Mipanu says this is an extraordinary feat. The Ramah Mipanu speaks with tremendous excitement. Is this something that's cooling ness and impossible to understand it so? I don't think Ramah Mipanu is speaking about the difficult job of carving out stone in a way that you get the same measurement four ways. Of course, that's nice. The Rambam and Pano, I think, the oimek of his espilus is that the idea that the medium and the message can become so much one that there's no hafchana whatsoever. Normally, if you look at the side is only a stone. It's the message is at least isn't one focused even on stone, even when you carve it. But here the pshat is it's completely it's one and the same with the stone and it's one echad kimitzah. So the second darga is luchistik. The third darga is where it remains two separate entities, but the black on the white surface gives it a message. In the contrast between the Torah and the not Torah, it becomes the message. It's mitzdarif to it. There's a ketusha on the gilyan as well, but that's already it's a separate entity. Not like the luchos where the message and medium become one. So you have three dargas. You have the darga of things when it's kulei dvar Hashem, and that's the amira, that's the ata echad v'shimcha echad, it's lasad lovoi, where something will become one, and all there will be is Hashem. There's a darga of luchos, which is a lower darga, which is when the dvar Hashem meets up with the chaymer becomes tzura, the chaymer itself becomes tzura. It's two stages, but it's nefach kulei the tzura, and it's mitzad, it's etzem mitzias. It touches an akuda, a brachus stick and akuda in it. And then you have a third dagger where it's two separate entities, but in the contrast of the background and the information, you get the information. Those are the dagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dipurim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah coming to this world. Aseres HaDibris was the way in which Torah should have been given. That's the primary way. Just like if we were zeicher to the Eitz HaChayim, then that would have been the Hechad Timtza of the world and its kesher to Toiv. It would have been kulei Toiv and nothing else. It would have been nefach. There was chaymer, but if Adam Rishon would have been mashlim everything, it would have eaten Eitz HaChayim. And it become kulei metzias of toiv, and that's why there's no misa wouldn't be shaila on it. There's no other. The person's guf becomes kulei neshama. That would have been lechatchila how toiv would have come. We lost it, and once we lost it, then it's something which it needs to go through toiv de goyfanim, ksiva de goyfanim, ksiva. Has contrast. It has the medium, and it has the message, and those are two entities. And now the halacha is, if you don't have every letter surrounded by gevil, if it's not mukav gevil, it's possible, because for us letters without Torah are not Torah anymore. Without background, without the contrast is not Torah. So if a person writes an aleph that's connected to a beis, it's possible, because I only see Av when I see the Aleph and the not Aleph, and the Beis and the not Beis. That's the Indian of Aseres HaDibris that should have been part of Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema is Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim in a way that goes beyond Das. It's Emunah, it's something that's above Das. It's just like we don't ask ourselves questions about the drive for chiyus. We don't ask ourselves a question for emunah ultimately. And that's the only way you can mechayev b'chol nafshecha, is because there's a shirish, it's a shirish of chiyus that comes before b'chol nafshecha, and it has to be the herd nafshistik. Just like a person doesn't ask questions of chiyus, doesn't ask questions of b'chol nafshecha. Aseres HaDibris is the Torah that comes part and parcel of Chiyus, and it belongs to Krishna. It's the Torah of Krishna, and that's why the Takana was, it would be Krishna, and if it needed to be replaced, it needed to be replaced in Krishna. That's where it belongs. The Minim came along, and there was a Hirodas Darga, and no longer could you give Torah in Krishna. and it doesn't have its Makom Krishna anymore. The same reason that we took it out of Krishna, we took it out of Tefillah as well. We don't have the Bechem Kosov Aseres HaDibros, we don't have Aseres anymore. They're gonos. And therefore, we need to have a quote from Torah. Just like we don't say Aseres HaDibros in the Tefillah because of Kilkel Aminim, we don't say Aseres HaDibros in Tefillah either. Shabbos fast today is Dashon Sefer Torah. And of course, the Aseres HaDibros in as much as it's written in Sefer Torah are also Torah. But in the Torah is the Luchis, the Oimek of, but we do, since the middle Tefillah, the Tefillah of the Yoim is Keneged, the Tefillah of Keneged Matan Torah, we wanted to have the Torahic at the time of Luchas Avonim, because that is the Ikra of Matan Torah. And therefore, you have Yismach Moshe Maschalka Ke'eved Ne'eman Karasaloi. In the Eved Ne'eman is where you have Shnei Luchas Avonim, where there's no other, where it's cold, coolly bottled to the Sheirish, that's where you have Luchas Avonim Dik. Moshe was happy because the intuitive choice that he made matched up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choice. When I'm aiming at something with pilpul, then when I'm masters with pilpul, that's a tzadastic. Pilpul requires a shaka vataria, it requires Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's also that's a sort of a tzadastic connected Torah Shabbat Sav, and so on. That requires a back and forth, and it requires a mahalach of seichel. Moshe Rabbeinu, before Matan Torah, there was no mokum to use seichel. He didn't use seichel. His instinctive intuition matched up with these others. Not a question of what are the chances, but there was a bechira of Shabbos mikoyach, a bechira of an Eved Ne'eman, whose decisions are in tune with the decisions of his Adon, because he is of the same mahalach. There's no gap where he has to ask his Adon, get the details right, and go on. His instincts follow that way. That's his Moshe. So we mention it because this is the Matan Torah. It's the Yichud of the Matan Torah, and Shabbos has a ponim in that Torah. We can't quote it, just like we don't quote anything else from there. We asked over here by the Yichud of Aseres HaDibros. Moshe Rabbeinu also, that was the difference between before the Chet and after the Chet. Before the Chet, they were not too difficult to carry. And therefore, and after the Chet, they became unbearably heavy, because before the Chet, it had become one and the same together. It had become the message of the Luchas and those were the same. So it was kol kolid nefak to diburim, it was kol kolid nefak to Aseres HaDibros, and the Mela, there was no problem with carrying it. Masha'in came, after Chet, there was the gap. And Luchas became at best Torahic. We have a medium which is not nefak to Torah, and the Torah on top of it. The medium of rock is very, very heavy. So what changed was the tsura of the hisachtus, the tsura of what was the message and the medium. In Torah, the message is on the medium, and the medium is a platform for the message. In Adrabba, somewhat in the contrast shaboy, in its hisnagdus, in the kenegdoy shaboy, is where you get the message. In Luchos, It's Adrabba. It's the haficha of the medium to the message itself that becomes the message. And as long as it's on that darga of kula etz chayim, then there's no shilt of something else, and it's as light as the diburim. So, on Matan Torah, and we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke when he said a noich Hashem lekef for the first dibur, doesn't even have a lashon tzibui, because it's not a contrast. We need to preserve in we Kal Yisrael kept the Luchas and the Torah in the Arad, because those are two separate dargis of Torah. The Torah, in the way it expresses itself in a sefer, in ksiva, and Torah, the way it expresses itself in luchos, with charita, with etzbalekim. The kos of etzbalekim means that it's a very different type of ksiva. Ksivas Adam is only shayach leitzdastik. Ksivas olekim is shayach leitzachayim, and it's a very, very different his kashrus of the two. The Yontav Shavuos carries in itself certainly Matan Torah in the big picture. That's definitely something which is we need. That requires the bulk of our time and effort. Today we live in Torah Shabbal Peh, which is certainly a pchina veitzadas. It's a shak v'tayr. It's a masa matan. It goes with malka seichel. That's definitely the bulk of our Torah. But together with our Torah, we need to have the Shiva Luchos Menachim. We need to have a geniza of a darga of Torah that goes beyond the digur of Eitz Chaim. The Torah that becomes the ultimate goal of Torah is not to teach a person right from wrong, but to be hoifig a person to call it toy, so there's no makam for shulchan aruch. When a class will be zeicher to that darga, to aseres adibris, to luchos avanim, then Klal Yisrael will become nefach kulul toiv. It's no longer bechira. It's a darga of dveikus and toiv, which goes above seichel. It's dovuk and toiv, as much as the etzem koyach achius is above seichel. It doesn't require the seichel to validate it, and it sits by itself, and it's moiler the seichel rather than the other realm. So too, if in as much as with zeicher to be nitfas the etzachayim in Torah. In the Tzachayim HaTzikim Bo, in that Nekudo, that Toiv is the Atzmius of Adam, and not a choice of Adam. And in as much as we have that, that's the Bechaya Olam Nota B'Seichenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chaya Olam in us. He was Noteir as Chaya Olam, because that, so we make a Bracha on Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, and that's one bracha that's what we have. But within Torah itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. The one bracha of Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was boicha from Kol Amin. In other words, it's a darga bechira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said of all the Amin, who is Roy Klal Yisrael. That's Torah, that's Kolius, that's bechiradik. That's where there's a choice to be made, and you can be boicha for one or the other. And then we have a shosam teres emes, v'chaya olam nota b'seichenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu within Torah itself, there's chaya olam, that's natua. And if we'll be zeicha to be mizdabik in that kind of Torah. On that it says, v'atam adveikim Hashem lekechem, chayim kolcham hayoyim.